You're listening to SBS News.
Philip Wilson was in May found guilty of concealing child abuse, becoming the most senior Catholic cleric to be convicted of not disclosing abuse to police. The abuse was committed by priest James Fletcher in the New South Wales Hunter Valley in the 1970s. Archbishop Wilson had insisted he would not step aside until his appeal against his 12-month home detention sentence was finalised. But as calls for his resignation mounted over the past month, he wrote to Pope Francis on July the 20th to resign. The Apostolic Administrator of the Archdiocese of Adelaide, Bishop Greg O'Kelly, says he hopes this will bring to a close a time of uncertainty and anxiety.
People have been hurting. Now, there's been anger, there's been disillusion, but there's also been, I suppose, largely anxiety amongst people at the hurt in the church they love so much. There have been different levels of sadness. I think the victims, as this has gone on over these last weeks, it has obviously stirred up pain, painful memories of victims from their past, people who have suffered, and it all brings it to the light again, and that's something which we regret very much, the hurt of people who have already been hurt.
A statement from Philip Wilson says he made his decision because he had become increasingly worried at the growing level of hurt that his recent conviction had caused within the community. Archbishop Wilson had initially hoped to delay his decision until his appeal was decided, but now acknowledges there is too much pain and distress being caused by maintaining the office of Archbishop of Adelaide, especially to the victims. One of those victims, Peter Cray, has told the ABC he hopes today's development will have a broader impact.
It brought a lot of things flooding back, a lot of mixed feelings, but the sense of relief that that we had got to this point now after a very lengthy trial period. And but now I just hope that it allows the police and the authorities to unravel and weed out the others that have knowledge of their fellow clergy and hiding this terrible sexual abuse.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has issued a statement welcoming the decision, saying the bishop had belatedly recognised the many calls, including Mr Turnbull's, for him to resign. Mr Turnbull added there is no more important responsibility for community and church leaders than the protection of children. Catholic priest Frank Brennan says the Pope has moved slowly in dealing with the church's child sexual abuse issues around the world. The CEO of Catholic Social Services Australia says he hopes the Pope's acceptance of Archbishop Wilson's resignation will see an improved approach from the church's leadership.
I think Francis, having come from Argentina, has been slow to pick up the game, particularly in terms of the developments in countries like the United States and Australia. I think there have been developments there. I think it's very welcome. Whether we can read anything into him taking 10 days to accept this resignation, I don't know enough about the internal Vatican workings, but I think definitely he's had the Cardinal McCarrick case on his desk there from the United States, and now this, I would hope that this is a sign of ongoing improvement.
The Adelaide Archdiocese was placed under the care of Bishop Greg O'Kelly following Philip Wilson's guilty verdict, and he will remain in charge until a replacement is appointed by the Pope. The appeal will continue. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.